BBC.
And right now we're talking about Bad Walash. It's the village that Dolphins Dart landed in today. And Matt, your task was to put this village on the map.
It was, wasn't it? And I found out that information about the traction engine, which went up for auction in 2011. Yeah. £114,000 that was sold for. That was one very expensive traction engine.
Yeah.
Did some more research. I phoned up the village shop. They had a chat with me. That's 300 years old. There's a lot of history in Bad Walash. But then they put me on to another couple. But before I go to that, we got an email from Hannah. The Great Fire of Bad Walash apparently was on the 7th of July 1723. Virtually the whole village was burned down, apparently. Only 10 buildings remained after the fire. But maybe not. It's all up for grabs. I spoke to Howard Newman. He's a member of the Bad Walash History Society itself, only 3 or 4 months old. He's on the line now. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hello there.
So you've only just started the group, and already you've found out that, well, maybe the fire didn't happen.
Well, there's so many stories about the fire that, and they all happen at different times, and there were different people who are supposed to have started the fire for various reasons. We don't really know. There's no evidence, I'm afraid.
And that's what it all depends on.
Evidence so far.
Yeah.
I see. That's quite a shocker, isn't it? What other interesting facts have you found out in your time with the History Society then, Howard?
Well, we've been mainly concentrating at the moment on the church because it's the oldest building in the village.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Suffolk churches, it's 14th century, but there was probably something there before that. One of the things we've been doing is trying to restore the village clock.
Oh, right.
You got lottery funding for that, didn't you?
We did. The clock stopped working about 5 years ago. We managed to get a £23,000 grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund to restore it, and last Saturday we had a large inauguration ceremony for the clock because it's all been put back restored.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And was there a good turnout for that?
We discovered that the clock is one of the oldest in East Anglia.
Is it?
Wow.
There you go, you see. Lots and lots of history in Bad Walash. How was it, the event last week? Was it sort of, lots of people came out to
yep,
see?
Yeah, we had a lot of people there. We got people from Heritage Lottery Fund, some people from the British Horological Institute turned up to have a look at our clock. It was a fun day. About 155 people turned up, I think.
Cool, that's not bad, is it?
So, Howard, how old do we think the clock is?
1680, 1670, roundabout.
And it's still, I mean, most of the innards are original?
Yep, virtually all of them. Obviously, we've had to replace a few, but 99% of it, I would say, is original.
And does it keep good time?
No, of course it doesn't. It's an old clock.
Well, at least you're honest.
Excellent. Although I did just drive past it and it was about 2 minutes slow, so that's not too bad.
So whose job is it to make it keep time? Does someone have to go and adjust
wind
it every now and again? Yeah, wind it.
No, we don't have to wind it anymore because one of the things we had done was to put some equipment on it that automatically winds the clock now.
Oh. Very good.
Whereas before we had to do it every 7 days.
Oh, I wish we had a picture of this clock, Matt, don't you?
Well, maybe we can obtain one, maybe.
Perhaps. Anything
it's
else?
It's the church warden's job to try and adjust the clock so it's right.
And village life generally, is it a good village to live in?
Yeah, it's great. We came up from Southend about 5 years ago. Life is much slower here, which is much nicer, which is what we were looking for. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we love it.
Well, it'd be interesting as you find out any more research about that the Great Fire, whether it ever comes to light, whether it actually happened or not. It'd be fascinating to, if we ever get any proper evidence, it'd be good.
Okay, well, we're on the case, but if we can find something, we'll come back to you.
Lovely, thank you.
I guess as a new group, you're looking for new members as well.
We are, yes. We started with 4. We've now got 10, so we're optimistic that other people in the village will join us.
Excellent. Howard, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. There you go. That was Howard was a very good find.
He was, wasn't he? I think we have put Bad Walash on the map.
Well and truly, I'd say. But you've always got time to add to something.
Yep.
01473212121 is the number. Anything else we need to... Oh, the primary school. That went
4 years
ago, didn't it?
Yeah, 4 years.
Bit behind the times there. Unlike the new clock.
Which is still a little bit slow sometimes,
All right, details. Right, fantastic stuff. News is on the way after a bit more music. This is Aretha Franklin. Respect.